Oral comprehension, listening 1. You will hear listening 1 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Interview with Alice Johnson.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson. You are now a detective at the police department. What can you tell us about your background?
Well, I've been working at the police department for over 15 years, but I started as a police officer.
How did you become a detective?
I always had an interest in solving puzzles and problems. And that's how I got the job as a detective 5 years ago.
Tell us about a difficult case you've worked on.
I've worked on homicides and traffic accidents, but one of the most interesting cases was a bank robbery committed 3 years ago. The robbers had a very good plan, and we struggled for months to catch them.
Can you tell us how you solved the case?
The first thing was gathering as much information as possible. Then we interviewed the witnesses, reviewed the images from the surveillance cameras, and collected all the evidence that we could.
That sounds like a lot of work. How long does it take to solve a case like that?
It depends. Most cases can be solved relatively quickly, in a few weeks, while others can take months or even years.
Do you have any advice for young people interested in becoming a detective?
Sure. Focus on your education and stay out of trouble. Most people think that our job is all about staying fit and chasing bad guys, but there's a lot of administrative work involved, so be prepared for that.
Thank you so much. It's been really fascinating to hear about your work.
Now, listen again. Interview with Alice Johnson.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson. You are now a detective at the police department. What can you tell us about your background?
Well, I've been working at the police department for over 15 years, but I started as a police officer.
How did you become a detective?
I always had an interest in solving puzzles and problems, and that's how I got the job as a detective 5 years ago.
Tell us about a difficult case you've worked on.
I've worked on homicides and traffic accidents, but one of the most interesting cases was a bank robbery committed 3 years ago. The robbers had a very good plan, and we struggled for months to catch them.
Can you tell us how you solved the case?
The first thing was gathering as much information as possible. Then we interviewed the witnesses, reviewed the images from the surveillance cameras, and collected all the evidence that we could.
That sounds like a lot of work. How long does it take to solve a case like that?
It depends. Most cases can be solved relatively quickly, in a few weeks, while others can take months or even years.
Do you have any advice for young people interested in becoming a detective?
Sure. Focus on your education and stay out of trouble. Most people think that our job is all about staying fit and chasing bad guys, but there's a lot of administrative work involved, so be prepared for that.
Thank you so much. It's been really fascinating to hear about your work.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Museums Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Young Opinions. I'm George Cain, and today I'm here with my friend Theresa Anderson, who's always my special guest when the subject is art.
I'm glad to be on the podcast once again.
Last week we had a conversation about art museums in class, and I thought we could continue here in the studio. In my opinion, we, as museum visitors, should not only be able to contemplate art, but also take part in it.
Well, it's happening. Museums have never evolved so fast. Nowadays, they're starting to use the latest technology to engage visitors more.
Could you give me an example?
I've just visited the website of the Dalí Museum in Florida, and have seen it has developed interactive experiences using artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is everywhere now. Tell us more.
For instance, this month there is a special exhibition called The Shape of Dreams, where visitors can see a selection of paintings about dreams from the 16th to the 20th century, including some of Dali's, of course.
I like the topic of exhibition, but how is that interactive?
Well, it has a section called Dreams Canvas, where visitors can write about their dreams, and an artificial intelligence system transformed that text into images following Dali's art style.
So you can see what your dreams would look like in Dali's dream world? I can't wait to see this kind of innovations at our local museums.
Now, listen again. Museums Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Young Opinions. I'm George Kane, and today I'm here with my friend Theresa Anderson, who's always my special guest when the subject is art.
I'm glad to be on the podcast once again.
Last week, we had a conversation about art museums in class, and I thought we could continue here in the studio. In my opinion, we, as museum visitors, should not only be able to contemplate art, but also take part in it.
Well, it's happening. Museums have never evolved so fast. Nowadays, they're starting to use the latest technology to engage visitors more.
Could you give me an example?
I've just visited the website of the Dali Museum in Florida, and I've seen it has developed interactive experiences using artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is everywhere now. Tell us more.
For instance, this month there is a special exhibition called The Shape of Dreams, where visitors can see a selection of paintings about dreams from the 16th to the 20th century, including some of Dali's, of course.
I like the topic of exhibition, but how is that interactive?
Well, it has a section called Dreams Canvas, where visitors can write about their dreams, and an artificial intelligence system transformed that text into images following Dali's art style.
So you can see what your dreams would look like in Dali's dream world? I can't wait to see this kind of innovations at our local museums.
That's the end of the oral test.